It seems like the Oak Ridge boys are always celebrating something. You know, that's the only time they ever call me. Have you guys realized that? No, but I love chatting with them, and Joe Bonzel from the group is joining us on the line. Hi, Joe.
How you doing, Jeremy? Is that the only time we call you when we're celebrating?
Celebrating or trying to sell something, but yeah, you know what? But I'll take it.
Well, it's good to talk to you anyway, man. We're celebrating all kinds of things, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know what? We need some celebration, right? Obviously, this is, I mean, we all know what's going on in the world. We need to look on the bright side of life, as they say.
Well, you know, we've been really trying to do that, man. Of course, like everybody in the music industry, you know, we've been shut down for a year and a half. We played a show here, a show there. But I've got to tell you, man, looking ahead, June, we have 18 shows booked in June. And so far, they haven't gone away. So to me, now I know I said this last year at this time, boy, if we could just make it till June, well, that all fell apart.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it again this year, if we can get to June, we're going to be back in high cotton and we're going to be out there doing what we do. And I think a lot of people are starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what we're hoping for.
Well, I got to say, I mean, when I look at your tour schedule, it's such a contrast between last year. And I imagine you guys love what you do. I know you love what you do. Does the downtime, you must hate the downtime.
You know, actually, I miss being the Oak Ridge Boys. I miss going out there and singing because, you know, that's what we do and that's what we are. And, you know, we've been at it a long time. But I can also tell you at the same time, I've enjoyed the time at home. I've enjoyed time with family that, you know, for days and days and days on end that I never have had in my life before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been a blessing to be home. I think all four guys, in fact, we were just together in Tulsa, Oklahoma last Saturday night. We're all reflecting upon the fact that everybody's kind of enjoyed home. We're ready to sing, and doing a big show in Tulsa last Saturday was really fun. And we're ready to really get out there and do it. We have a new album coming out in June called Front Porch Singing, and we recorded it in August in the heart of the pandemic with Dave Cobb producing. And I don't know, man. We're all really ready to go and chomping at the bit, but I can't say that I've hated the time off either. It's been a reflective time, a good time. I wrote a new book. I don't know when it's going to come out, but I even wrote a new book, and I don't know, man. It's just, it's not been so bad.
Yeah, I'm just making a note here. All right, so Joe's going to be calling again in June, you guys, when they've got to hawk that album. Let's write that down.
I already got a plug in.
Okay. But yeah, I guess it's also let people experience new ways of being creative, right? I mean, that we've seen that, whether it's on social media and just coming up with new projects. Or I mean, we've seen a lot of people get involved in music recently.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been a different paradigm for everybody. I mean, it's been an awful time, a crazy time, and something like we haven't seen ever in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is kind of our World War II or something. I don't know, but I feel like a lot of people are pulling together. I feel like a lot of people are optimistic, and it's been hard to be that way off and on. I mean, there's been times I know I've went to the supermarket, and I've seen everybody in there in their mask, and I've seen a lot of really blank stares on a lot of faces, and that has saddened me, to be real honest. And I like to see people get going again and get beyond this pandemic and just get back to being ourselves and doing what we do in at least somewhat of a normal way. And I really believe that's coming. And I think music is important. I think music will be more important, I think, coming out of this than we even realized going in. And our manager, Jim Halsey, who's been our manager since 1975, he's 90 years old, and he came out in Tulsa the other night, and we all sat backstage and laughed and cried and planned and prayed and everything else. And Jim said he thinks there's an important time coming, and the Oak Ridge Boys and what we do will be important to people, will be a blessing, and I hope he's right.
And you know what's interesting, just as you say that, it does. It makes me think, you know, the pandemic is worldwide, it's global, it's affecting everybody, and music is the same way, right? No matter where you're from, every country, every area, every region has music as well. So, you know, it's music that really helps a lot of people get through, I think, a lot of things, no matter where you are in the world.
Well, I think so, and as you know, it don't matter if you were like the first chair violinist for the symphony, if you sang rock and roll, hip-hop, country, if you were a star on Broadway, man, you were shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody around you was shut down. And all of your band and crew and drivers and bus leasing companies and public relations and people that own theaters and people that work at the theaters or the arenas or the fairs. I mean, every outdoor show last year canceled, county fairs, state fairs, big country festivals all went down. And we were just shut down, and our switch was flipped off. That's kind of hard to deal with. And I had a rougher time with it, I think, last year at this time than I'm having with it now, because the Oak Ridge boys at least kept managing to do something to keep ourselves up and positive and alive. For instance, recording the new album in August. We spent a lot of August in the studio, and it just felt good to do that. I couldn't wait to get downtown every day and see the guys. Yeah, we were socially distanced. Everybody had a mask on except when it was time to sing. And I don't know, it just felt real good. I mean, you couldn't even stop at your favorite restaurant downtown Nashville and eat because they were closed up. And then when you put all the political unrest and the riots and everything else that happened on top of all that, and then a crazy election on top of it, and now what's going on in the country's even, I think, stranger than it was last year, like with the border and stuff like that. These are just very, very strange times, man. And I think we need to be leaning on God more than we ever have. I really believe that in my heart. And I think that there is the light that we're looking for. And I don't know, I see us coming out of this okay, because by God, this is America, and I really feel that way.
Well, people have been leaning on good classic music to get through it. Let's talk about, you know where we're going now, right? 40 years of Elvira. And actually, you know what? And I'm celebrating 15 years on the radio. So how's that for coincidence? We both have an anniversary right now, Joe.
Well, congratulations, man. That's really cool. And I'll tell you, going back 40 years and realizing what a big monster record that was in 81. Do you realize, man, I don't know how old you are, but you realize in 81... we didn't even have compact discs yet. They were a year away. We did not have an internet. An internet was 4 years away. Cable TV was in its infancy, just beginning. ESPNs and MTVs and stuff like that. We weren't really even there yet. And in 81, Rick Springfield had Jesse's Girl, and Kim Carnes was singing about Betty Davis Eyes, and Kool and the Gang were celebrating Good Times, Come On, Come On. And the Oak Ridge boys had Elvira. And for the whole year, people, no matter who they were, what age group they were in, no matter what their music preference, was singing Oom Papa Mau Mau with the Oak Ridge boys. And it took us from being a pretty good, successful country music act to a household name. And here it is 40 years later. We're still singing the song. People still equate us with the song. You know, we're in the Country Music Hall of Fame. It wasn't Elvira that put us in the Hall of Fame, man. It was our body of work. We have an incredible body of work. But Elvira is still the song that people know and equate with the Oak Ridge Boys. To this day and age, did it just last week in Tulsa. Well, let's sing Elvira. People stand up, man, like it's the Hallelujah chorus. And sing it with us. It's just an incredible thing to have been a part of all these years. And it's amazing to me that 40 years later, we're still singing it. And it's been around now for 40 years for us. That's just a... it's just mind-boggling.
Well, you guys are still singing it, but it's also one of those great sing-along songs. And just for the record, I was born in 82, so the song is a little bit older than me. But it's one of those songs that you don't need to really have a big vocal range to. Like, it's just a catchy song to sing along to. And we don't have many of those nowadays.
No, we really don't. And there's no bass singers out there singing Oom Papa Mau Mau like Richard. I mean, that song made him the most famous bass singer in the world. And when we recorded that song, it was just a good idea to do this song. A few people came in with the idea. We were working on the Fancy Free album in 1980, and a song plugger from Ray Cuff Rose named Ronnie Gant came in the studio. He had just heard this bar band sing Elvira in Texas. And he said, man, all I could think of was, man, the Oak Ridge Boys should sing this thing. And our producer, Ron Chansey, who produced all those big hits in those days, thought, hey, good idea, man, let's try it. And we went in and sang it just a couple times through. If you listen to me sing those verses, man, I'm just goofing around. I'm goofing around. I'm even, eyes that look like heaven. I'm funning.
Yeah.
And then Richard did the bass part, and then it turns out to be what it was. Holy cow, man. You just sometimes can't plan those things.
And I got to tell you, and this is absolutely a true story, not making this up. I walked over to my parents' house last week with my dog, and they were working in the backyard. They had music playing. My mom does not sing along to many songs. Out of nowhere, and I'm totally serious, Elvira came on and she was singing. So you've had a fan in her for those 40 years as well.
Well, you know what, man? Another thing is, that's one reason I think we're still around, man. Grandma, mom and dad, young couples, they've passed us down like an old shirt. And as they've passed us down to their kids and their young people that are out there now. Elvira came along with the pass down, and you know, I'll give you an example. Singing at a big gigantic festival, I remember several times over the last couple of years. We're up there singing "Sail Away" and "Leaving Louisiana in a Broad Daylight," and "You All Come Back Saloon" before we even get to Elvira, and there's these young cowboys down there with muscles and a beer in one hand and a girlfriend in the other, singing every single word. And I remember saying, man, how could you guys down there know the words to those songs? You weren't even born, long time before you were born, when those songs came out. Grandpa's 8-track, man. So there you go. We've been passed down.
I don't even have to ask you, why do you keep doing what you do, Joe? You just answered. That's exactly why, right? The love of the music. Everybody has it.
It is. And I enjoy being with the Oak Ridge Boys. You know, I've just finished a new book with this time off. Kind of semi-autobiographical, semi-Oak Ridge Boy. And I've just been reflecting a lot back over my whole life. I mean, I joined the Oak Ridge Boys in 1973. I was 25 years old. And I'm now almost just about 73. And I'm still one of the Oak Ridge Boys. And those three guys are older and uglier than I am. So, I mean, you know, here we are, still are. And nobody, there's no talk of how can we stop this. Nobody knows how to stop it. It's like God will tell us when it's over. There was one time this past year, my wife, I turned to my wife and I said, am I retired? She said, you might be, because we were home so much. But I didn't ever feel in my heart like I was retired. I felt like this will pass and I'll be singing if I'm still breathing. And sure enough, I'm still breathing and we're still singing. And there's no stopping nobody, man. Everybody enjoys this. Everybody still feels like there's more to do. And, you know, we've lost a lot of friends in our business this last year, man. Kenny Rogers left us.
Yeah.
Harold Reed left us. Jan Howard left us. Charlie Daniels, for crying out loud. Charlie Pride. Charlie Daniels, man. Here's a guy that a couple years ago had a stroke up on top of a mountain in Colorado all alone and drove a snowmobile 20 miles to his truck, got in his truck and drove himself to the hospital to be treated for a stroke that he had on the mountain. Charlie Daniels can't die. That's ridiculous. But he did. And so you've got to celebrate life every day. I think it's God's most important gift to us, this side of salvation. And I think it's important to keep on doing what you love to do. And for the Oak Ridge Boys, that's singing. And we're going to be singing this year.
And I know your website and social media, that's where there's a lot of great updates. People can be in touch to find out the concert dates, the release dates, and everything like that, right?
Right. OakRidgeBoys.com is kind of headquarters. You can follow the Oak Ridge Boys on Twitter, at Oak Ridge Boys. We have an Instagram and a Facebook presence out there as well. I would say that the most up-to-date way to stay with us day-to-day is the Twitter account, at Oak Ridge Boys. And I say that because I do the Oak Ridge Boys tweets, and I keep everybody up-to-date.
Okay, here's what's going to happen, Joe. I'm going to tweet you in a few minutes a picture of one of those legendary artists you were just talking about, okay?
Please do.
Yeah, we did an interview from his dressing room. That's how much of a gentleman he was. He said, you know what, let's do an interview before my concert in my dressing room. I'll tweet that to you in a few minutes.
I'd appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely. All right, so fingers crossed that everything works out this year, right? No dates get canceled. Everybody remains healthy. And Elvira lives on for another 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, okay?
Well, Elvira, I think, is going to live on even if we don't. I mean, the song just has some kind of magic to it that everybody's latched on to. Like you said earlier in the interview, it's a fun song. Everybody can sing it. Everybody does sing it. And everybody tries to sing with Richard. And everybody knows the song. And it's just a magical entity. I mean, it's not exactly, you know, Yesterday or Bridge Over Troubled Water or something like that. It's just a fun song that everybody has latched on to now for 40 years. And I think the song will go on forever, even if we don't.
Well, I have this feeling, though, that it sounds like you might almost leave the group and start your own group, the Oak Ridge Pretty Boys, because if they're all ogres and you're the heartthrob, I mean, you know, I...
I'm no heartthrob anymore.
I was going to say, are we...
I don't feel like a heartthrob. I don't think any of us do.
I was going to say...
I do appreciate the love and the respect that the Oak Ridge Boys do receive after all these years being together. It's almost like... it's almost like things are almost turning around again and going back to that. Somebody said a long time ago, if you hang around long enough, people look over their shoulder and go, wow, look at those guys, they're still here. And I think people are doing that with us. And I've seen a lot of very positive signs that we're going to have a really good year coming up here. And I'm excited about it.
Absolutely. And obviously it's too late for a name change, but it sounds like it's really the Oak Ridge Brothers is what it is.
Well, it really is, because us guys are family. We're actually closer than brothers. I think brothers fight more.
Okay.
I've known some brothers in the business and some cousins, and they fight all the time. We don't even fight anymore, man. I can't remember a dark word amongst the four of us in decades. I really can't.
Well, Joe, they haven't heard you just call them ugly, so maybe when they hear this audio...
I hope they don't. You can edit that part out. You know, we're closer than family in this group. It's amazing, and... those guys are all a little bit older than I am, and sometimes I carry some of them, and oft times they carry me, and we carry each other, and it's been an amazing thing to be one of the, you know, that's our middle name, you know, like I was in Walmart the other day, and I heard some lady go, isn't that one of the? So yeah, I'm one of the, and I've been honored to be that for a long time now, and will be till the day I die.
Absolutely. And I mean, that goes to show you the caliber of the group, but also even just country music fans as well. That it's one big family. That whole group of people just loves the music, loves the people. It's really such a great relationship.
You know, it always has been. I remember, you know, in earlier days, I always felt like family, you know, with Johnny Cash and George Jones and Loretta and Reba McEntire and people like that. And then as time went on, you know, you had Randy Travis and the Judds and Alabama, and time goes on, and you got the Statlers and everybody. And everybody has always felt like family. And the young kids today, some of them aren't as young as they were. They've been carrying it for a long time, you know. But you get around these kids at a big festival or a TV show, an awards show or something, and, man, they come to us, man, with respect, you know. We've stood on your shoulders, that kind of thing. And it means the world, man. It really does. And I think the kids today have taken country music to levels where it's never been before. I see country music now as the pop music in America, to be honest. 'Cause pop music is really not that good anymore. You get an occasional performance in a song that's really good. But to me, the real artists in the last 10 years or so and right now are in country. And, yeah, it's a family, and I support all these kids singing today. You know, it's just like music anywhere. I mean, everything is not my cup of tea. There's some acts I don't care for like I do some others, but that's the way music is, and it's always has been that. That's never changed. And to me, it's all song-oriented, man. Sing me a good song. I want to hear a good song.
I'm tempted to call my mom and have her sing to you, but I don't think we've got the time.
I don't think we do, but please give her my love, please. I appreciate that.
Will do. All right. Well, Joe Bonzel from the Oak Ridge Boys, thank you so much, and congrats again.